The Mishnah of Chav Gimel Aleph and Beah brings down that three things that Elazar ben Azariah did, and he was matter in Chachamim, Isrim, and one of them was that Parasa Yaitzer B'Ritzuah ben Karneah. His party used to walk out with a Ritzuah ben Karneah. Chachamim held it's a problem of carrying on Shabbos, and Rabbi Elazar held that it's not a problem of Haitzah. The Gemara asks a Kasha that's Mashem from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Parasai, that he only had one par. In fact, the Gemara, Lamein of the Elazar ben Azariah, Chada par Havilei, Lamarav, Amila, Marbihuda, Marav, Laser, Alfi, Egli, Avim, Masar, Les Mazar, Madu, Kol Shasa, Vashasa. How could you say he only had one para? We have a Mamer from Marbihuda that used to give 12,000 agolim as Meiser Behemah every year. So we see he gave thousands and thousands of paras as his Meiser Behemah every year. He must have had many, many more paras. And my answer is that Enechinami. He had thousands and thousands of paras, but Lo Shalo Haisa, Lo Shoshkinasa Haisa, Mitel Shal Micha, Banikas Al Shmai. This was not his para, it was his neighbor's para, and because he wasn't Meicha against her, Chazal referred to it as his para. That's what the Gemara says. But on this line that the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to give thousands and thousands of paras as his Meiser Behemah every year, Tosfos asks a very stark akasha. Tosfos goes through a whole cheshbon proving that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived after the Churban Hamikdash. And so he was alive after the Churban. And the Gemara says in Bechara, said after the Churban Abayas, there was no din of Meiser Behemah. There is no din of giving Meiser Behemah bizman hazeh. So if he lived after the Churban, what does it mean that he used to give 12,000 agalim as his Meiser Behemah every year? L'chair, there is no din to give Meiser Behemah after the Churban. That's Tosfos' kasha. And he gives a couple terutzim. He says maybe he didn't really give it as Meiser Behemah. Maybe it means he gave it as a sort of like a tax for the king. Meiser is lav dafka. It's not a din of Meiser Behemah, where he says maybe he lived at a time it was didn't become batal miyad with the Churban only later on, and when he was alive, it wasn't batal yet. He goes to a different terutzim to answer this kasha. But if you look in the Ritva in Shabbos and Daf Nundala, the Ritva says a different mahalach. He says that it was real Meiser Behemah, and even though it was after the Churban, and even though he's pater from Meiser Behemah, Bezak the Ritva, Elazar ben Azariah was machman himself. He didn't want to, even though he's pater from Meiser Behemah, he wanted to give it anyways, because Shlo Yirek Meshayer Etzamatnas Kuna. He didn't want to look like he's trying to steal from the Kohanim to hold, to, you know, profit from things that belong to the Kohanim. So he's machmer himself to give it to the Kohanim, even though Mikra Aden he's Pater. That's Ritva's Teres. Now this Ritva is a Chiddush Atzim, because it's Mavorth from the Ritva that what do you do with Meiser Behemah? You give it to the Kohanim. It's, and by holding it back, you're taking away Matnas Kahuna. The emes is, we don't find anywhere in Shas that Meiser Behemah goes to Kohanim. It's not one of the Chavdal Matnas Kahuna. The Pashas is, the Meiser Behemah does not go to the Kohanim at all. It's Nachal Yedei the Bailam. It's something that goes to the Bailam. The Rambam paskens this way in Hilchos Becharis, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. He says, Din Meiser Behemah Shein Nishchet Ba'azara, Zarkin Hazdam Azrika Achas, V'shar Habas Nachal HaBailam, Keshar Kachem Kalam, V'ein Lo Kohanim Boi Klum, El Kulo LaBailam Kepesach. It's totally to the Bailam. There's nothing at all to the Kohanim. Rashi says in Chumash, in Vayikra Chav Zayin Lamed Beis, he says, Chol Meiser Baka B'tzon Yer Kodesh, he says, Likarv Lo Mizbeach Dama V'imura V'abasar Nachal HaBailam, Shelo nimna im shamanus kuna v'lo matzinu shebasan itan l'kahanim. So Rashi, we don't find anywhere that goes to the kahanim. It's not matnas kuna, it goes to the bailam. Rashi says this in Becharis and Dafnim Gimel. But the Ramascha b'mumma, the same thing. It's not matnas kuna, it doesn't go to the kahanim, it goes to the bailam. So the Pasha says in the Rambam and Rashi, and this is the Pashas and from the Gemara, then it's not a demanus kuna, it does not go to the kahanim, it goes to the bailam. It's nachal bailam. So what does Ritva mean over here that he was machmer to give it, even though he's pater, because he didn't want to steal the matnas kuna from the kahanim? The Chai, you see, we have to get Chiddush from the Ritva that he argues on Rashi and the Rambam, and he holds that Meiser Behemah is from the Matnas Kuna, and it does go to the Kain. The Chi of the Meiser Behemah goes to the Kain, not like Rashi and the Rambam, we have to get Chiddush from the Ritva. And I believe the Ritva is going L'Shitasa. If you look at the Ritva in B'Metzia and Daf Zayin, the Ritva is discussing a Shiloh that we're trying to talk about over there. There's a certain case where something is Chayv in Meiser Behemah, and Rabbanan were Iker, Dover, and Atayin, they patted it from Meiser Behemah. And the Ritva is bothered that how can they do that? How can you Iker Davar Minatar and pater something for Meiser Behemah if it's really Chav in Meiser Behemah? He says they wouldn't do that. They're not going to be Iker Bechti. And because of Hacha Aminim Patim and Meiser Bechti, Avdi Gezel HaShevet, Zok the Ritva, if you're going to be Iker it from Meiser Behemah and pater it, even though it's really Chav, you're going to be Gezel from the Shevet, you're stealing from the Kahanim. What does it mean to stealing from the Kahanim? It goes to the Bailam. So once again, you see the Ritva L'Shitasei, from what he says in on the Sogyan Shabbos, that Meiser Behemah goes to the Kayan and not to the Bailam, it's Matnas Kuna. That's a Gemalda Gechidosh from the Ritva. So, Akabanim, that's the Shitas HaRitva in two places, both on this Sugya and Shabbos and Daf Nadalad, and in his Chidushim and Bamsin and Daf Zayin, the Meiser Behemah goes to the Kahanim. It's a Gemalda Gechidosh, not like the Pashas Hashas and the Rishonim, that it's Nachal Bailam and it's not Matnas Kuna at all, but there are Dukim from a couple other Rishonim as well, like the Ritva, the Meiser Behemah Taka goes to the Kahanim.